Blog Talk Radio.
Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that everyone invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Bradshaw will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So we ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following words of encouragement, He will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. It wasn't a beautiful day yesterday, and it's the same today. It's a little cool here in Atlanta, Georgia, but we're out in Riverdale. It's 65 degrees, but it's supposed to get up about 85 or something like that. And I hope that not only have you gotten up to listen to this program, but you've also got out and checked out what nature is all about. As I've mentioned to you before, check out some of these some of these state parks that we have. You would be shocked. You would be surprised at how much it would do for your life if you just get on out and get on up. What I've said during this particular summer right here, I'm not going to sit around and watch Gunsmoke all summer and watch Andy Griffin and all that kind of stuff. Cut the TV off. Get outside. Move around. You wonder why y'all stoved up? That's the word we used to use back in the old days. You wonder why y'all stoved up? Because you ain't moving. You got to get the blood circulation. So get up. So get on out of the house and walk around the backyard. Or as I said before, go to a state park. And they got plenty of walking places at these parks. And they got plenty of comfortable things for you to sit and do or whatever you're going to do. But you'd really be surprised if you just get out and do that. And plus, it's something that God wants you to see. You have been ignoring it all this time, and so God wants you to see what he can do and what he really do with nature. Remember now, when you go to state parks and places like that, and you look at the mountains and you look at all the trees and everything, nobody waters them but the Lord. Think about it. I know sometimes I look at my yard and I think, why did that flower die? I mean, I can't even hardly keep a cactus alive. But God, if you look at him, out of all the nature that you see, he protects them, he waters them, and he don't need our help to do that. So make the best of this day. You know, I hear on the program every once in a while that we ask prayers for families and for our friends who are not members of the body of Christ. And, of course, that's exactly what we're all about. We're trying to get people to not only to accept the Lord, but also to pray for them, their various conditions. This morning when I thought about that, I said, do everybody have a right to their own belief? And you probably got your own belief about a lot of things. But when it comes to Bible, when it comes down to what the Lord wants you to do, I found that we really don't have a right to our own belief. In the book of Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1 and 2, Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1 and 2, it says, Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them their censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, commandeth them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them that they died before the Lord. What is this passage telling us? This passage is telling us that Nadab and Abihu tried to do what they wanted to do. God is just like these candles that you burn. Most of the time there is an eternal flame, as they would call it. And when you go in some churches, and I've been in thousands of churches, and some of them have candles burning just 24 hours a day almost. And what you do is when you go in, if you want to do honor God or something like that, you take fire from the candle that's already burning. You don't take fire. You don't get a match and light another fire or whatever. So that's what Nadab and Abihu did. And they offer strange fire before the Lord. But one of the problems that we have is that we think hot is hot. But hot ain't always hot. And we got to do pretty much exactly what God has asked us to do. And God's law is not determined by civil law. It goes to how many courts or how many judges try to legislate several things. There's still some things that God just does not agree with. So does everybody have a right to their own religious belief? Remember now that Nadab and Abihu was told, and they should have known where to get the fire. They offered up strange fire before the Lord, and the Bible says that the fire came out and consumed them. In John 4, verses 19 through 24, he says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. He says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Why preach the gospel if we can believe anything that we want to do? Believe. Why preach the gospel if we can be what we want to believe? In Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38, if you read that passage on your own sometime, it'll show you that 1,000 souls or 3,000 lives was changed on that day by the gospel message. When they went to Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, they was already worshiping their own particular religion, and they had several religious things going on that particular day. But as a result of preaching the gospel, 3,000 souls responded to that message, and they went back different from what they came. Look at that passage. You can't read Acts 1 and Acts chapter 2 without seeing that somebody's religious life was changed was changed on that day. Oh, they went down there with all kind of excuses, but you can't read those two chapters. And Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian eunuch was already coming from worship. And when Philip preached unto him, his life was changed that day. In Acts chapter 10, Cornelius was a good man, but after preaching the gospel to him, his life had changed. And then in Acts chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, you just can't read these passages without seeing that these people's lives was changed from the religion that they was already believing to the body of Christ. And Paul, as the manner was, went into them and three Sabbath days reasoned from them out of the scripture. That's in Acts 17, verses 1 and verse number 2. In Matthew 15 and verse number 8 and 9, he said, these people draw nigh to me with their mouths, he says, and their hearts are, and they honor me with their lips, he says, but their hearts are far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. This one passage lets me know that we can't believe in religion what we want to believe, because he said, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for the doctrine and the commandments of men. And then Romans chapter 10 and verse number 3, he says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and have gone back to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Lord, we just can't do what we want to do. Do we have a right to our own religion? One reason we do not have a right to our own religion is because Christ is the absolute authority. In Matthew 28 and verse number 18, he commands us to go and preach the gospel to every creature. In Mark 9 and verse number 7, he says, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. In Hebrews 5 and verse number 9, he says he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 21 to 22, he says, far above all principalities and powers, he says, he has given him a name above all. He has given him a name above all names. And the Bible says, and he has put all things under his feet and gave him the name over all names to the church, which is his body. So no, we do not have a right to our own religion. We do not have a right to believe what we want to believe in religion, because God has already set the pattern. As a matter of fact, God gives us some warnings about adding to his word. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse number 2, he said, thou shalt not add unto my words. In Proverbs, and then he puts it in the middle of the Bible, in Proverbs 30 and verse number 6, he said, thou shalt not add to thy word. And then he puts it at the end of the Bible, in Revelation chapter 22 and verse number 18 to 19, he says, thou shalt not add to my word. In 2 John 9, he says, whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. And then in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 12, he says, I marvel that you so removed from him, from the grace of Christ, unto another gospel, which is not another, but there would be some who would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preaching of the gospel to you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. As I said before, so say I now again, if any man preaching of the gospel to you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I seek to persuade men, or do I seek to persuade men of God? If I seek to persuade men, I should not be the servant of God. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel is preached to me unto you, I did not receive it of man, neither was I taught it of man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So many today have a wrong attitude. Some already have their minds made up. Some say the preacher can't say anything to change my mind. Some say that I've been in this church all my life. Some say, not being disrespectful, but my mother died in this church. Some have a rebellious mind is unteachable. You can't teach somebody with a closed mind. You have to have an open mind to be properly taught, or even get an avenue of being teaching. Now the song says, do all in the name of the Lord. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Do not in name of men or creed. Do all in the name of the Lord. Be not deceived by worldly greed. Do all in the name of the Lord. The Spirit says it's in word or deed. Do all in the name of the Lord. If you are toiling for a crown, do all in the name of the Lord. Oh, do not trust in world of renown. Do all in the name of the Lord. Till toil and labor here are done, do all in the name of the Lord. Dear Christian friends, if there be one, do all in the name of the Lord. Do all in his name. Do all in the name of the Lord. In word or deed, as God decreed, do all in the name of the Lord. We're just prayerful that somebody on this call somewhere somehow will find the Lord, will find the church, will find the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the one that you can read about in the Bible. God bless us today. May you be a blessing to somebody. May we let our light so shine that we can convert our family members and our friends and all those who we associate with. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and try to have a super-duper week.